5 primaries test the presidential frontrunners.
Please come out and vote.
You must go out and vote.
North Carolina protests.
Unless you're getting arrested, let's keep on walking.
Taking aim at fresh produce.
Think about this as the ultimate truth detector.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the road to the White House runs through 5 states today: Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, and Rhode Island. Primary battles that figure to favor the party frontrunners. CBS's Major Garrett has the latest on a new round of Republican infighting.
It shows how pathetic they are.
Donald Trump predictably pounced on a new pact by Ted Cruz and John Kasich to let the stronger candidate challenge Trump in 3 upcoming primaries.
You had Lion Ted announced that he can't win by himself. He cannot do it. You know, he's a choker.
Trump even mocked Kasich's table manners.
He's stuffing pancakes in his mouth like this.
In the first state impacted by this new strategy, Cruz urged Kasich supporters in Indiana to set aside their misgivings and unite against Trump.
What that means is that Indiana gets a straight and direct choice between our campaign and Donald Trump.
In Philadelphia, Kasich at first told his supporters to stick with him. Hours later in Maryland, Kasich told us this.
Voters can figure out what they want to do and let them do what they feel they should.
But you would welcome their votes, right?
I would never tell a voter who votes for me that I don't like their vote.
This is Steve Futterman.
I am thrilled to be here in Philadelphia with all of you.
The Democrats also have a clear favorite this evening. Last night, Hillary Clinton wrapped up her Pennsylvania campaign with a rally at Philadelphia City Hall.
Remember, the goal here is to make sure we have a Democrat in the White House next January.
Clinton is expected to do well this evening. If she does, it will put even more pressure on Bernie Sanders. Approaching tonight, Clinton has had leads in all 5 states, but Sanders has been closing the gap in Rhode Island and Connecticut. Whatever happens, he told CBS's Nancy Cordes, he is not giving up.
We're running for president. We think we have a path toward victory. And we're going to continue the fight until the last vote is cast.
The Clinton campaign is thinking big, hoping for a 5-state sweep. The Sanders campaign has more moderate goals. It's hoping to win at least 1 or 2 states.
A federal judge has thrown out lawsuits challenging North Carolina's strict voter ID law. The judge said the plaintiffs didn't demonstrate that the law would hamper minority voting. Activists in North Carolina say a noisy day of protest is just the start of things. 54 opponents of the state law limiting protections for LGBT people were arrested.
I'm Jim Crisul in the North Carolina Legislative Building in Raleigh. Singing, chanting, cheering, and applauding, a couple dozen protesters have been arrested after sitting outside the office of Tim Moore, the House Speaker. Moore says despite widespread criticism and a heavy economic fallout, the controversial new law that does away with protections for LGBT people will not be repealed.
There's new fallout in the Dennis Hastert case. The former House Speaker is being sued for $1.8 million by the person known as Individual A, who claims Hastert sexually abused him decades ago when he was an Illinois high school wrestling coach. Attorney Christy Brown represents the accuser.
This lawsuit is about Mr. Hastert's breach of a contract that he entered into with my client to compensate my client for the injuries he caused.
Hastert's due to be sentenced tomorrow for banking rules violations tied to hush money payments. Forecasters say 37 million people from Texas on up through Nebraska and Missouri are in the bullseye for a round of powerful storms later today that could include tornadoes. Some people south of San Antonio got a noisy prelude with golf ball-sized hail. Still no break in the case of a family of 8 shot and killed at several locations in rural southern Ohio. CBS's David Begno says the father of one of the victims believes family members knew the person or people who opened fire.
Dana had a couple of dogs that the father said, and this is a quote here, those dogs would eat you if you went onto the property and they didn't know you.
A Disney cruise ship rescued 3 fugitives who were hanging onto a capsized boat off Cuba. The Cuban nationals are wanted in New Orleans on federal credit card fraud charges. A major retailer is looking to use new technology that's designed to let customers get the truth about fruits and vegetables. CBS's Anna Werner has details.
We're inside a Target warehouse in Lake City, Florida, where food tester Calvin Solomon spends 8 hours each day holding what looks like a gun, shooting light into fruits and vegetables. Greg Shoemaker is Target's entrepreneur in residence who came up with the idea.
Every time he presses this button, we get essentially five pictures of that strawberry.
This machine is a prototype of what the company hopes will one day be a scanner that will tell consumers everything they could want to know about their food.
It's going to let us know and the customers know what they're buying, where it's from, and how long it's going to last.
The hope is that one day a single scan will uncover information like where the fruit was grown, even down to which side got more sunlight, when it was picked, and how long it could be before it goes bad. The team's ultimate goal is to eventually be able to track and identify all foods around the globe.
Overseas, the U.S. flew two F-22 fighter jets to Romania, an apparent show of strength designed to deter Russian intervention in Ukraine. Russian-backed rebels have been fighting government troops in Ukraine for the last 2 years. 30 years ago today in Ukraine, an alarming nuclear disaster began to unfold.
Remembering Chernobyl, the world's worst nuclear disaster, killed more than 30 people in the weeks and months after the fire and explosion. But radiation may have sickened or killed thousands more. 250,000 people were evacuated. But a few elderly residents remain near the still deadly ruins, like Valentina serenading her pet dog.
Our family was scattered all over Ukraine, but my husband and I decided that staying here was best.
She's not afraid of radiation. After the destruction of her town and the dispersal of her family, what more can it do to her? Vicky Barker, CBS News.
From London, there's word the chimes of Big Ben will be silenced for around 4 months, maybe more, as part of a 3-year restoration project at the 160-year-old clock tower that begins next year. Some major airlines are flying higher when it comes to passenger satisfaction. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
Once again, JetBlue, Southwest, and Alaska Airlines get the highest ratings from travelers. As for the three biggest carriers, Delta, United, and American, David Van Amberg, head of the American Customer Satisfaction Index.
American comes in right at the industry average of 72. Delta just a notch below that at 71. United falling a little further behind at 68, but still not too far below the average.
In fact, United's score went up by 8 points. American gained 6. Better service and the return of free pretzels or chips, part of the reason. Dan Revive, CBS News.
The September 11th memorial in New York now says it was wrong for a security guard to stop a group of North Carolina middle schoolers from singing the national anthem during a visit last week. An official says the guard did not respond appropriately. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.